Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Way goes out of bounds, last touch by Cecil, and Mountain Home will keep possession as they inbound it on the near sideline right in front of the Lady Goblin bench. Addison Yates will trigger in the inbound pass. Gets into Martin, who will set up the offense. She dribbles between the circles. Now Martin dribbles to the left wing. Picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go. The ball's knocked away. Now Gilbert keeps possession for the Lady Bombers. She goes cross-court to Husky in the right corner. Husky's dribbling towards the lane. Her layup misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Cecil, and back comes Harrison. Here is Schramm into the front court. She'll set up the offense, dribbles between the circles. Over on the right side now it goes to Cecil. Down the corner to Groberg. Her pass to the low block was knocked away by Martin, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Zone. Harrison will keep possession with 5:51 left of this first quarter. We're knotted up at 2-2. Briley Parker will trigger the inbound pass. She gets it up top to Schramm, who will set up the offense. Mount Zone once again in man-to-man. Schramm dribbles toward the left wing, picks up a dribble, now gives up top to Cecil. Over on the right side now goes to Groberg. Now ball goes back to Schramm. Down to Cecil going into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball knocked around, last touched. I believe they're going to say by Mountain Home as it goes out of bounds. So Harrison will once again inbound on the baseline under their basket with 5:31 left in the first quarter. The inbound pass goes on the low block to Sydney Schramm. She couldn't get the layup. She gets her own rebound. Her shot this time was blocked by Anna Grace Foreman. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball, and we're back the other way. Here is Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right wing. Now dribbles to the corner. Gives it back to Husky. Over on the left side now to Martin. Throws it to Foreman in the paint. And a foul is going to be called, a push foul on the floor on Harrison. So Mountain Home will inbound it with 5:09 left in the first quarter. Marion Groberg picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Goblins. Husky will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Yates just outside the lane. She's going up for the layup, no good. Rebound knocked around and controlled by the Lady Goblins. A little over 5 minutes left of this first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. Here is Schramm into the front court, throwing over on the right side to Cecil. Now to Groberg at the free throw line. Her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Husky. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home back on top, 4-2 with 4:40 left in this opening period. Schramm walks the ball across the half-court stripe. Throws over to Groberg on the right wing. Her pass was knocked away on the low block, stolen by the Lady Bombers. Second turnover against Harrison in this game. 4:20 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball up 4-2. Martin dribbles up at the top. Throws over on the right side now to Husky. Now to Foreman near the free throw line. She's going to kick it out to Gilbert on the left wing. Now throws up top to Yates. Over to Martin now on the left side. Throws it to Foreman outside the paint. Now up top to Yates. Her three-pointer, good. And Harrison's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:51 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 7-2. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, Doug Young had seen enough, and after that three by Addison Yates, so he takes Harrison's first time out of the game with less than 4 minutes left. Here's Harrison into the front court. Schramm has the ball on the left wing. Dribbles up top, takes the screen, now is going into the paint. Ball's knocked away, ball still loose. Picked up finally by Schrum, and Harrison will set back up. She dribbles up to the right wing, now pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. Sydney Schrum with her first 3 points of the night. Cuts Mount Holmes' lead back to 2-7-5, our score with 3:23 left in this opening quarter. Here's Martin across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Now is going down into the lane for the pull-up jumper. Good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 9-5, Mountain Home on top with a little over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Riley Parker across the timeline. Now she takes the screen from Groberg. Dribbles to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper. No good. Wow, Kinsey Parker had the rebound for just a little bit, but it was just ripped right out of her hands. Third turnover against Harrison. Here is Mountain Home back the other way. Emma Martin dribbles to the right wing. A little over 2.5 minutes left of this first quarter. Mountain Home up by four. Martin dribbles down to the left side. Now throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right wing. Down to 4 men in the paint. She's going to pull up for the little hook shot off the glass and in. And a great scoreman with now with 4 points, and it's a 6-point Mountain Home lead, 11-5 our score, 2:17 left in the first quarter. Here is Schrum into the front court, gives it to Groberg, back to Schrum, trying to figure out what she wants to do with it. Now she drills to the left side, takes a screen from Bradley Parker. Now she'll give to Bradley Parker on the wing, back in the corner to Schrum, now to Groberg near the elbow. She's going to dribble to the right side of the paint. Now kicks it back up to Briley Parker. She's going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Ball knocked around. Last touch by Harrison as it goes out of the bounds. And it will be Mountain Home basketball with 1:50 left in the first quarter. Checking into the game for the first time tonight is Michaela Campbell, a senior, as she replaces Kinsey Parker. Mountain Home with the ball up six. Here is Peyton Husky into the front court. Dribbles towards the right side, gives it there on the wing to Martin. Martin's going to dribble down into the lane for the reverse layup. Good! Emma Martin with a great move there. She now has 4 points, and it's an 8-point Mountain Home lead with less than a minute and a half left of the first quarter. 13-5 is the count. Here is Riley Parker across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Cecil. Cecil's going down into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Caroline Cecil with her first 2 points of the night. 13-7 Mountain Home leading it with 1:10 left of the opening period. Husky throws into the front court to Martin. Now gives it back to Husky. Harrison still in a man-to-man defense. We hit the 1 minute mark here in this first quarter. Husky dribbling with a top. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. Back over to Husky on the right side. Emily Payne will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time, which actually may be at the start of the next quarter, because they're just running the clock down right now. Here's Husky with it on the right side. She drills between the circles, trying to get away from her defender to avoid the five-second count. Martin has it now at the top. She takes a screen from Gilbert and goes to the right wing. 25 seconds left of the first quarter. Martin picks up her dribble, finds Foreman on the low block. Now she's going to throw it back up top to Peyton Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound knocked around and controlled by Briley Parker. Back comes Harrison with 12 seconds left. They're down by six. Briley Parker will give it to Campbell. Now ball goes over to Cecil on the right side. Now down to the paint to Groberg. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It will not go, and that is the way this first quarter is going to end. We've played 8 minutes so far. Our score at the end of one quarter, Mountain Home 15, Harrison 7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.